Good morning, Elias. It's a new year.
And how are you proceeding in this new year?
From all objective indicators, doing well, surprisingly, have some confusion associated with it.
And that would be?
Well, I don't know. I had identified four areas in which I kind of was experiencing some confusion. Most of them are areas in which things are going well, and yet there's some confusion. So I don't know if it'd be better to talk about it generally or to tell you those areas.
More specific.
Okay, so maybe I'll start and then you can tell me if I'm going in the wrong direction. But one of the areas is I have an interview for a job at App State for a visiting distinguished professor in Boone, and so that's an exciting opportunity that fits many things. But I'm having this hesitation because of relationships, the potential to affect relationships, and because it would take me away in terms of more time away from Goddess Acres. So that's one.
More time away. How?
In that right now I get to work from home at Goddess Acres quite a bit, and it would mean being away every week during the semester, every week during the week, but then home for just the weekends. So I wouldn't have any time at all here during the week.
Very well. And are you excited about this opportunity? Do you want this opportunity?
Yes, I think it links to another area somewhat of confusion, but just, you know, but yes, in terms of my job in academia, it would be a nice opportunity, less teaching responsibility, time to do research, new colleagues, college town and mountains, that sort of thing, and an opportunity to set up a vacation rental in the mountains. I could, I think, access my 401k money in making that switch. So quite a long list of things that for me personally would be beneficial. It would be time away in the relationship with Odie. It would be time away from him. I think he struggles with the fact that I go back and forth to Dallas and I would be gone every week for part of the time during the week. The relationship with my parents, that I wouldn't see them, you know, I wouldn't have that same connection in terms of physical connection with them. Maintaining the relationship with Brenda not being here at Goddess Acres. The relationship, even with Goddess Acres, I feel like it's very much an energetic anchor for me. And I understand that I'm probably seeing it in black and white somewhat.
Now, what I would express to you the situation somewhat differently or perceive it somewhat differently in the capacity of, if you created this and you are satisfied with what you created with this, you could create something else that is similar but more in keeping with what you want all around. For you could view this as an accomplishment and acknowledge that, and acknowledge yourself in what you did create, and continue to move in a direction that would be more satisfying to you, that would be more in keeping with what you want all around, not merely in one area. But this, not to discount this one area in any capacity, but in viewing the situation, you are looking at this one direction as perhaps being a positive, but then you are also looking at several other directions as being sacrificed for it.
Right, right.
Therefore, knowing that factor, that everything you do, everything you engage, and every direction that you engage is interconnected, even if you view one direction as a positive or as a benefit, if that benefit also is affecting of the other directions in your life in a capacity in which they are being sacrificed, then it is a matter of questioning whether that direction that you are looking at as a positive is actually a positive. Why is it a positive?
Right.
What is it that you are defining about that one direction as a positive? What is it that you are perceiving is the draw?
Right. I see what you're asking, and I think in part maybe it's two things. One, I see it as, well, I at least have a job in North Carolina then. And the other would be that maybe it would be a stepping stone. I haven't been able to do what I want to do, and so maybe this is a step in the right direction. That sort of logic.
Which is understandable, but in that logically or rationally speaking, that is understandable, for you are, in your perception, moving closer, for you are in the same state.
Right. But less time at Goddess Acres.
But in actuality, you are in the same state is not actually a viable point. If you are in a very different area of the state, then in actuality it matters not whether you are in Texas or whether you are in a part of the state of Carolina, but you are far enough away from your home that you must establish another home while you are there.
Right. Right. Yeah, so my...
It is a matter of evaluating the situation from the perspective of what actually is the benefit to this. If you are presenting to yourself several other areas, several other directions that will be sacrificed for this one direction, then it is a matter of evaluating what actually is your motivation. What is it that you are actually perceiving in relation to this subject that you think is a benefit, and evaluating, is it actually a benefit? And in that, perhaps the actual engaging of that position is not the point. Perhaps the point is giving yourself that validation and that encouragement that you did present this to yourself. Therefore, this in itself was an accomplishment to encourage you in the direction of, if you did this, you can do more.
Right.
And in that, if you presented this to yourself, then you can move in the direction of creating what you want and presenting what you want to yourself without the sacrifices. In this, in the perception of the stepping stone, I would agree. I would express that it is a presentment of a stepping stone, not in actual assuming the position direction necessarily, but more in that in your process, it is a stepping stone, for it is an opportunity or a presentment that is in the same state, therefore is closer to home, and therefore that can be viewed as definitely an accomplishment. But I would definitely encourage you to genuinely evaluate this prospect in conjunction with what is potentially being sacrificed with it. For that is not the point. The point is not to be sacrificed. The point is to be directing yourself, creating your reality in the capacity that is beneficial to you and that you want, and not to be sacrificing other expressions or directions in your life that you are already satisfied with, or that you
Okay. That I think that kind of feeds into an underlying restlessness I've felt, but I want to ask a related question, a directly related question to this issue. Part of the, I would guess, sort of a negative incentive of wanting to get a job in North Carolina is the sense that going to Dallas and staying with my parents, despite the benefits, it just seems untenable right now. I think in part because my younger sister has started staying with my parents as well, and so I have sort of that incentive of like I just can't keep doing this, and yet I realize my staying there, my mom has told me, you know, I am company for them. It is a benefit, and so maybe I'm seeing that in more black and white terms than is beneficial.
This is all part of the evaluation. And as I expressed to you previously, I am not in any capacity discounting or devaluing the significance of what you have presented to yourself in relation to this job opportunity.
Okay.
And this is what I am encouraging you to evaluate.
Okay.
Evaluate what the benefits are and evaluate what you actually want and whether those aspects that you are perceiving as a sacrifice actually are a sacrifice. Are they?
Okay.
What is it that you actually want, and what is it that is important to you, and what is it that you actually value in a realistic manner, looking at all of the components. Now, I would express an agreement with you that in most of this, you have been being somewhat black and white. That is the reason that we are having this conversation, to help you to see different angles and to actually evaluate the situation in a realistic manner in relation to what is actually a benefit to you. Now, the components are the job and the perception that there is a sacrifice in relation to your home in Goddess Acres, your relationship with your partner, and your interaction with your parents. Now, if you evaluate each one of those pieces, let us say that you are looking at the situation in a physical capacity as being a stepping stone, that in either manner, in either perception, in a physical or a metaphorical expression, it is a stepping stone. But let us entertain the idea that it is a physical stepping stone. Now, in relation to your parents, what would you be sacrificing in that? Or what is to your benefit in relation to your parents? What do you want and what are you comfortable with? Not what including your sister, what are you comfortable with, and what is to your benefit, and what do you want with that one situation?
Are you asking me right now or telling me to think about it?
I am asking you.
Okay. I think in moments when I've dismissed all of the other factors, like you're talking about, I think the thing I enjoy and value most with my relationship with my parents right now is this gift of being able to spend time with them in their home.
Very well. Therefore, that is important to you.
Right.
Now, explain or define what you mean when you express when I dismiss everything else.
All of the shoulds. What should I do? What am I being an imposition? Is this too hard on them? You know, is it complicated now because of Kimberly being there? Does it take me away from Goddess Acres? Those, if I just focus on the component of what I value in the relationship with them, that's the image I get of spending time with them.
Very well, and that is valid. Now, in association with the next point, let's say Goddess Acres, and spending more time or less time physically there, what would you do if you were engaging more time physically there?
I think I would continue what I'm already doing, but I see being able to, you know, to have a garden, to do things that I envision making Goddess Acres more green and sustainable and linked to Reveresco, that having that continual presence at Goddess Acres enables me to do. And that's not complete now. I mean, I don't have that now. I have more of it now than I would probably with the Boon job.
Very well. And if you were there continuously, if you were at Goddess Acres continuously, would you actually be doing that, or would you be incorporating time in other directions, attempting to find another job?
Yes, yes, that is. I think in some ways that's sort of this underlying question or sense of being in academia itself is a continual settling for something that's really not my first preference, that I'm expanding and I'm doing more and more of the job that are pieces that I like, pieces that I find beneficial, and then I'm engaging with others, engaging curiosity and some degree of inspiration. But I have this underlying sense that I'm settling, you know, that this is still just settling for doing something to move me on a path I really want to do, which is, you know, doing the Reveresco workshops, writing a book on Reveresco, having a website, sustaining myself through, you know, maybe having vacation rentals or these other things that I don't know whether what I'm doing is, you know, this metaphorical step an energetic steps like you're talking about, or whether I'm just rationalizing that I continue to settle and not actually move towards what really inspires me.
That is a very significant point. For that is the base.
Yes.
Evaluating what you actually want to do and continuing to move in a direction of engaging the safety net.
Yes.
Rather than engaging what you want, let me express it to you in this manner. Let's use that in an actual conceptual manner. Your safety net.
Okay.
In this, visualize an actual physical safety net. Visualize a safety net beneath a trapeze, and all of the trapeze equipment is set in place and is standing above this large safety net. And visualize in this moment with that what you genuinely desire and genuinely want to do is to climb that ladder and to fly with that trapeze. But what you are actually doing is you are walking on the ground all around that safety net, and you are checking every rope. And you are fixing it, and you are tightening it, and you are engaging it, and you are touching it, and you are inspecting it, and you are engaging the net and every fiber of it, making sure that it is in place and that it is strong and that it holds and that it will be effective in the event that you ever do climb that ladder and you ever do allow yourself to fly in case you fall. Therefore, Anna, what is the most important priority is to continuously be engaging that net and checking it and being sure that it is strong. But the more you do that, never actually climb the ladder and allow yourself to fly on the trapeze. For that one component of the net has the priority. Therefore, it has your attention. Which is the reason that I asked you if you were at Goddess Acres continuously, what would you actually do? I know what you think you would do. I know what you want to do. But would would you actually do it, or would you incorporate most of your time tending to that net, looking for another university, looking for another opportunity? What is closer to home? How can you configure it differently? Perhaps engaging your situation that you have created with the university in Texas and extending that, but always tending to the net. And in that, all of the other directions are important to you, but all of the other directions are secondary to the net. Therefore, in our visualization, in this present now, of that trapeze and that net, Goddess Acres, your parents, your relationship with your partner, your relationship with your twin, all of that are all of the other people that are significant in relation to your trapeze, even Goddess Acres, could be translated metaphorically into a person that is a part of your team to support you with that trapeze, but you engage them on the ground. And you are always engaging them in relation to the position of the net. And in that, you are engaging them in a capacity of wanting them to be encouraging and supportive of you when and while you fly on that trapeze, but you never actually give them the opportunity to do that. Or you are continuing to check the net. Therefore, they all are the background. And expressing encouragement that eventually you will climb that ladder, and you will fly on the trapeze, but in the meantime, they will support you and engage you and interact with you while you continue to circle the net. But even any of them are not the first priority. Think of how you began the conversation with me this day. You began the conversation with the priority and questioning how the priority would be affecting of all of the secondary factors, and then you included the secondary factors. How you speak, how you arrange your speech, is also an indicator of your priorities, of what is important to you. This net is very important to you. But what I would question with that is this net the most beneficial or the most fulfilling and satisfying? Therefore, the most beneficial.
I know the answer to that is is no. I guess it's kind of confused in my head in part, because I've thought, you know, from conversations we've had and that you've had with others, that, you know, if I set the intent then and turn to things that I was enjoying, that, you know, the fill-in would come. And I guess I've been looking for ways to connect and expand on my work in ways that were fulfilling for now, and assuming that, you know, if I'm engaging students.
There is the key.
Oh, yay. I'm all for finding a key.
Fulfilling for now.
Yes. And I have that sense of settling.
Fulfilling for now is doing what? It is settling.
Yes. And I definitely, I have that underlying sense of settling, but feeling, you know, we've had this conversation before about, you know, not, I don't even know enough to step into the abyss, because even stepping into the abyss and trusting requires a step. And I just feel like I'm back at step one.
But you are not, for you did present this opportunity to yourself. That is, regardless of which direction you choose to perceive it in, it is an accomplishment.
But isn't it just...
And it is a step.
But isn't it just a step in a step towards more safety net?
No, for it is an acknowledgement of what you can do. Therefore, it is definitely a step and an accomplishment, for it is an example of what you can do, of what you can accomplish. Let me express to you. Generally speaking, individuals will initially move in steps that they perceive to be the safest. It is not as much a matter of that this is a presentment of the net. It is not as much a matter of the imagery. It is a matter of what you do with it. how you use it. Therefore, the fact that you chose to validate yourself in an offering or a presentment to yourself that is the symbol of the net, that is not what is ultimately important. That is the imagery. And in that, that is, in a manner of speaking, understandable and very common to move in that type of direction. That is what your concentration is on already. That is how you are directing your attention already. Therefore, it is very likely that you would move in the direction of using that to present the imagery to yourself. Then it is a matter of what you do with that imagery. What does it mean to you? How are you evaluating that imagery? And then how are you using it? Are you using it to continue to focus on the net and strengthen it more? And let me express to you, depending on the individual, depending on what direction you are engaging, depending on what your movement is and what your awareness is at this time, strengthening the net could be a direction that helps you or hinders you. Therefore, it could be a physical stepping stone, or it could be a metaphorical stepping stone. In that, if you are considerably apprehensive or afraid to climb the ladder yet, then, yes, is it in one capacity, perhaps, settling? Yes, but in another capacity, is that settling perhaps to your benefit in that particular timing? It may be. But this is the point of evaluating the entire picture and what the important components are, and allowing yourself to see the components for what they are and what they mean. Now, in that, are you necessarily, in your idea and in your perception, taking a step backwards by reinforcing the net? If you are moving in the direction of this imagery, not necessarily. For the presentment of the imagery itself, regardless of how that imagery is configured, is a validation to you and a reinforcement to you of what you can do, what you can accomplish. If you can accomplish this, you can accomplish other actions. If this accomplishment is acknowledged, very important piece, that it is exciting to you and encouraging to you, then you can create more of what is exciting and encouraging to you. Therefore, however you use this, however you proceed, in whatever direction, one factor that is tremendously important is to be acknowledging this as an accomplishment.
Oh, it's funny, even in evaluating the opportunity, it's actually, you know, the trade-offs of the opportunity. It has really made me appreciate and acknowledge what I have created in creating.
And that is the point. And that is tremendous. For that is the point.
Right.
Regardless of what you choose in how to proceed, it is ultimately important that you are acknowledging what you did accomplish, what you are accomplishing.
Right.
That allows you to move forward and to create more of what you are paying attention to. And if you are paying attention to accomplishing and acknowledging yourself, then you allow yourself to create more of that. If you are paying attention to the factor of satisfaction in what you are accomplishing, then you will move forward and create more satisfaction.
And so going back to the image of, you know, being on the trapeze and flying instead of being circling below, I'm trying to get a sense of when those moments are in my life, or maybe not a missed opportunity, but maybe trying to identify imagery when I went up the steps and came back down to my tending of the safety net. One of the things I've had an impulse to do is to begin writing a book on Riveresco. That doesn't resonate with Brenda as much. She's had more of an impulse towards writing blogs, and we neither one. And I don't want to make this about. I don't want to draw her into my safety net tending. But I've had this hesitation, and I haven't moved forward with it, other than, you know, I've written kind of an outline kind of stuff and have ideas in my head. Is that me taking steps up the ladder and coming back down? Or I'm trying to get what the images would be of me up on the ladder, leaping off and swinging and flying instead of tending my safety net.
Up on the ladder. Moving in those expressions and any steps in those directions of engaging any actual action in relation to the Rivaresco or in relation to writing a book, not merely thinking about it. Thinking about it, no, that is standing on the ground.
Okay.
Actually engaging any actions. Let me express to you, your engagement with the other individual in that healing capacity that you involved yourself with, that was an action of climbing the ladder.
Yeah, he kind of fell off the trapeze, and I kind of got sidetracked there. He tried to commit suicide because.
But it is not about him on the trapeze. It is about you. He didn't fall off. He was never on it.
Yeah.
And this, regardless of what he chose to do, the point was you allowing yourself to move in that direction and
right.
to expose and to engage and to involve yourself in a direction of interest
right.
and a direction of self-expression. Therefore, that is an example of you climbing that ladder.
Yeah, and I scurried right back down it, didn't I?
But, stop focusing upon scurrying down. And remind yourself over and over and over. It is a matter of what you pay attention to that you create more of. Therefore, stop paying attention to the scurrying down. Pay more attention to the climbing up, which you have examples of, that you have done. Engaging the construction of the barn. And actually generating some imagery of what you want and what is important to you and part of your dream. That is climbing up.
Okay.
Engaging any aspect of your garden, even if it is not expressed in the manner that you ultimately want it, engaging it at any time is climbing up. Generating an outline for the book is climbing up. Generating a boat trip and allowing yourself to participate with your sibling and your respective partners and engaging a time framework of sailing. That is climbing up.
Oh, well, good. I've been on the ladder a bit more than I thought.
I would agree. Yes. You are doing more than you think you are. You are moving forward. And in that, that is the reason that you presented this opportunity to yourself, for you are moving forward.
All right. Well, it's interesting when I think, you know, just briefly in my head in this moment, many of the components I associate with, you know, objective benefits of the job, They do link to the safety net, even the vacation rental, the idea that I could ease into it while I was actually paying rent for a second home, sort of thing. So the imagery allows me to put a different filter on my perceptions, I think.
I would agree. And in this, perhaps, now you can look at the situation and evaluate it from a different perspective, including more angles. And remember that if you choose to move in the direction of the imagery and choose to use it as a physical stepping stone rather than a metaphorical stepping stone, that is not a step backward. It is a matter of what you can do in the present time framework that is not overwhelming you, and that you can actually comfortably engage, and evaluating the entire picture. If you do not engage the opportunity as a physical stepping stone, then what will you realistically do in choosing differently rather than merely moving in that automatic of genuinely tending the net by expressing the idea or the thinking that you will move in a different direction, but using your time to continue to pursue the same direction. Are you understanding?
Yes, I am.
Therefore, it is merely a matter of whatever direction you choose, whatever is most important to you and whatever direction you actually physically choose, move into it in the perception of it being a benefit and of it giving you the opportunity to be climbing the ladder and to be more than climbing the ladder and actually engaging the trapeze rather than merely gazing at it and continuing to tend that net.
The imagery of that is very beneficial. I can feel pieces. You know, of that assessment falling in place about the job. I don't know where it'll end up, but it's a very beneficial framework instead of my simple cons and pros columns. That's a very...
That it is a time framework perhaps for you to continue to somewhat evaluate rather than rushing in a direction. Allow yourself permission to genuinely evaluate. You have been given more angles and more information, and now it is a matter of reevaluating again in relation to what is most important to you.
Right. Well, I feel better able to do that after our conversation. It's been very helpful.
Excellent. And not with judgment.
Yes, I will I will remember that. Well, Brenda said to say hello to you and give you her love.
And my greetings to her also.
I will, and she's planning on talking to you in February, so it won't be long either.
Excellent. I shall be anticipating of our next meeting, my dear friend.
Well, I hope it's out on the trapeze.
Yes. And in tremendous encouragement for you to be flying.
Thank you. Thank you. I shall look forward to it.
Tremendous loveliness to you, as always. Au revoir.
Thank you. Love you too.